In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Tonight we consider our Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mother of God, Mary Immaculate, whose feast day we anticipate with great expectation and joy, under her title as Queen of Patriarchs and Prophets. As the new Eve, it was necessary that Mary should repair all of the shame, all of the damage and destruction wrought by the first Eve, our first mother. By that sweet Ave, Mary changes the name of our first mother and repairs the great indignity done by the mother of the human race in her deception of the first Adam. We know that Christ is the new Adam. He is the father of the world to come. He is glorious among all of the images which foreshadowed him in the Old Covenant, such as Abraham as the father of a great nation. Christ is the father of the world to come. David, the king of Israel, represents and is an image of Christ, the king of the true and heavenly Israel, the new and eternal Jerusalem, and so on and so forth. Christ is the great prophet like unto Moses, or rather Moses is like unto Christ in his greatness as the greatest of the Old Covenant prophets, and Christ is the prophet par excellence of the eternal kingdom of Israel, who represents and bears witness to the eternal truth of which he is the personification. And so in all of these various roles of our Savior Jesus Christ, as the fulfillment of all of the images of the Old Covenant, Mary is always there as his consort, as his great associate in the work of redemption. We see that Mary truly embodies everything that is good and beautiful in the feminine nature, in all that is maternal. For Mary's queenship is derived from her maternity and not vice versa. We know that it is under her title of Theotokos that Mary is truly glorified as the God-bearer, as the mother of the Almighty, the mother of her Creator and her Savior. It is from this great and most glorious of her titles of Mother of God that she derives her role as Queen. Queen also of the patriarchs and the prophets. Abraham was at one and the same time a patriarch and a prophet, for in going to sacrifice his son, the image of Jesus Christ, bearing the wood of the sacrifice on his own shoulders, when Isaac asked his father, "Father, here is the wood and the knife, but where is the victim?" His father replies, "God himself will provide a victim for the sacrifice." And this, of course, refers not to the ram that was ensnared in the thorn bush, but rather to Jesus Christ, the only son of Mary, the only natural son of Mary. Mary sacrificed willingly her natural son so that Abraham could preserve his natural son, who represented each and every one of us. God the Father gave his only begotten Son so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. And Mary gave her only begotten Son so that everyone who is washed in the blood of that Immaculate Lamb might have eternal life. Therefore, Mary is rightly considered to be the queen of even Abraham. She is queen not only of the new covenant, but also of the old covenant. Mary fulfills in herself the images represented by Judith and Esther and Deborah and all of the great matriarchs of the Old Covenant, because she embodies in herself the fullness of grace, being in such proximity as she is to the source of all grace, our Lord Jesus Christ. And so let us tonight give thanks for such a powerful queen, such a loving mother. Let us ask for her intercession for us, that we might also in our own ways, fulfill God's will for us as patriarchs in our own right, for all paternity in heaven and on earth derives its name from God's paternity. And insofar as you as lay people participate in God's providence for your own families, you participate in his paternity. You participate in a certain sense in this role of being a father of many nations, of a great nation, by the confidence God places in you, by confiding to you his creatures, your children. He confides a spiritual paternity to priests who must be, each according to his own place, a patriarch for the souls confided to his care. In the world today, there is a distinct lack of paternity, a distinct absence of patriarchy. There is a definite hole, a wound that we all experience in the coldness, in the emptiness, in the lack of paternal, sacrificial, self-sacrificing love around us. And Mary, as Queen of Patriarchs, can help to instill in us the true spirit of paternity, the love of a father for his children, the love of a mother for her children, to be willing to lay down our lives for those whom we love. Greater love than this no man hath, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. It is not only our Lord Jesus Christ who is called by God the Father to lay down his life, but each of us in our own way are called to sacrifice ourselves for those whom we love. Mary also is the greatest, in a certain sense, of the prophets, because she went before the Lord not only to prepare his way, but to open that way from eternity to time through her very body, through her womb, for the entry of the great angel, the great messenger of God, her son, Jesus Christ. Mary, in her Magnificat, prophesied, "For behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed, because the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation to them that fear him." Mary prophesied about you and about me in her Magnificat, because tonight we come here to proclaim her name as blessed among all women. We come here tonight to participate in her victory over sin, over Satan, and over death. And we come to imitate Mary in her virtue of standing fast at the foot of the cross to bear witness to the truth. "They that are of the truth," says our Divine Master, "hear my voice." Mary is first among the disciples because she was first to receive the engrafted word and let it bear fruit in her heart, in her soul, and even in her virginal womb by the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to bear witness to the truth, to be among the little flock of Jesus Christ, our high divine shepherd who loves us and who wishes to carry us, to guide us, to shepherd us into the green pastures of eternal life, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Let us, like Mary, fear no evil and take comfort in the rod and the staff of our good shepherd, the King of the Patriarchs, the true Solomon, the true David, Mary being the Queen Mother who stands behind his throne to make intercession for each of us, who at Cana anticipated a miracle, though his hour had not yet come. Mary, in a certain sense, in the properly understood sense, exercises an omnipotence of her own, having access, as she does, to the fountain of all grace. Let us go with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive aid in due season. Mary will always obtain for us everything we need, Queen and Mother as she is. Let us proclaim her name blessed tonight and rejoice in possessing such a loving and holy Queen and Mother. Amen. Queen of Patriarchs and Prophets, pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.